Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Tereza Novotova, who is presenting her film Filthy here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so very simply, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about your movie and introduce it. You know, you can say whatever you want about the story.
My movie is very intimate drama. It's a coming-of-age movie about 17-year-old girl which is raped by her math teacher in a very safe surroundings in her own room. And the movie mostly deals with the aftermath of this and looks in, you know, looks at the world through her own point of view and through her own eyes.
Very good.
I lost my voice, I should say.
No, it's a very sexy voice for radio. So anyways, but serious question here. Rape, obviously, is a very delicate issue to deal with. And why did you feel like you wanted to make a movie about it?
Well, we wrote it with my scriptwriter and we are classmates from FAMU, and it's also my graduation movie and my first feature. And we've been growing up together. So we wanted to make a movie from our world. That's why it's a coming of age mostly. But at the same time, unfortunately, I have to say that there are so many people around us who had this sort of experience and mostly been silent, or those who haven't been didn't have really good, you know, experiences with authorities. So we realize, like, when we want to talk about it, and because it's really, really, you know, when I look at the statistics, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Not only in Slovakia, but whole European Union. So
Oh yeah. The whole world, I think, you know.
Yeah. So only thing what I know and hope I know to do is film. So I tried, you know, to open the discussion about this topic.
Do you think film is able to do that? Open up a discussion about delicate issues, not necessarily just about rape, but about anything that should be discussed?
Oh, totally, I believe that. But of course, not every time it's successful. And really, the story have to carry you through so you will still think about it. And, you know, of course we've been afraid because, you know, at the same time you want to talk to people, but in the other hand, you want to make a movie which you like. So many people would tell you, oh, this art house cinema, nobody would like to see that. You have to do commercial thing, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we risked it, and now it's in, like, 1 week and a half in Slovak cinemas, and so many people going to cinemas. It's really surprising. We have, like, 23,000 already, so which is very much for the small country as we are.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy, and also the reviews are pretty controversial sometimes. So the discussion is out there, and we made it in a way.
Yeah, and about this topic, actually, the question that I wanted to ask you is, how do you prepare for it? How do you research? What research did you conduct before making it?
Yeah, well, that's a funny thing that the research started before we started to make a movie. Mm. As I said, the people who's been around us, friends and families and stuff, has been having these experiences, and also quite a lot of movies happening in the psychiatry hospital where my scriptwriter was also doing workshops with the patients and stuff, and I was going there to visit my friends and stuff.
Right.
So it started with, like, knowing many stories very personally and from very close point of view, and then we start to work on the movie and put this stories sort of together, so it's based on the real events, but not only from one person, but more people. And then, of course, we researched more and more, and we also did quite a long script development in the script workshops and stuff. So, and in the end, we also I casted. There is the child psychiatric ward where the main character goes through, and there is a co-patients who are kids, and I casted non-actors, the real kids from these sorts of institutions from Slovakia.
Yeah.
So it was sort of like last checkup for me, because we've been, you know, shooting these group psychotherapy sessions and stuff, and they know these places, and they know how it's going on. So I didn't even give them scripts.
Right.
I was directing them, like, through, you know, I knew where the situation had to go, and we, you know, but they actually made their own lines and their own dialogues in some way. And they also said that those things, what we have there as a scenes, that they know it very well.
Right.
That happens all the time.
Well, this element actually adds another layer of realism to the story, I guess, very naturally.
Yeah, it's also, I'm not afraid of that because I'm doing a lot of documentaries and I started with documentaries. Mm. So I can see a lot of my, you know, young colleagues are sometimes scared to, you know, go to real people. Mm. But I think, because I'm looking at other movies in, like, current cinema around the world, and I think it's not only me who is doing this. It's like there is the clear border between feature and documentary is not really there anymore, which is good, I think.
Yeah, also I think that traditional acting, for instance, like, you know, when you can tell that someone is acting, is a little outdated. Mm-hmm. I won't name names, but I did watch one movie that I didn't particularly like, and it was because it was a biographical movie that was very mm-hmm. straightforward, and I was like, I don't believe in this. Yeah. So, you know, just as a side note, I guess. Right. Another thing that we should mention is that this film is also, like you said at the beginning of your introduction to the film, it's also a coming-of-age story. So yeah. How did you deal with that part of the story in talking about more serious issues like we've discussed?
Well, now I might sound very old because my voice is not good, but I'm pretty young. So so I should say this was not a big problem for us, the coming of age thing in my movie, because me dealing with the kids or with the teenagers mostly in my movie, it was very natural. It was actually much easier than to present the movie in front of old people, and they was sometimes very much against the language what we used in the script and then later in the film, because there is a lot of nasty words and
right.
And you know, in Slovak cinema, they would still say, like, film is educational, so it should be nice, and, you know, and I'm like, but I want to talk, you know, about the story from the world of these people, and they're talking this way, so I cannot really blank this language and put some other language to their mouth. So yeah, and then when we were working with the kids in the psychiatry hospital, they've been so glad when I told them, like, yeah, you can talk like you're talking, and we're like, really? And it's like, yeah, okay, fuck that, and you know.
You can say the F word, and I'm on Fred Film Radio. We're cool. And listen, so, and let's talk about your lead actress. She mm-hmm. does a fantastic job in the movie. First of all, what's her name? And also, if you could say how you found her, how you cast her, and how you worked with her.
Oh yeah, and Dominika Moravkova is her name, and yeah, I actually found her through pretty big casting process. I saw many girls. I saw like a real 17-year-old girls and then older actresses. She was a little bit older, but I found her. She was still in the school studying acting in Slovakia, and she was strictly the best. And I think I tortured her a little bit during the casting process so I could see like how deep she can go, because I knew like if the main actress is not going to work and it's not going to be authentic as I want, the film is not going to be good.
Yes.
But what happened later is much more interesting, because we shot the first 10 days. We didn't really have money for the project, but I knew we have to shoot it because of the film funds and stuff, so I can show them that, you know, that we are able to make this movie. And after this first day, and after they gave us money, she called me that she's pregnant.
Oh.
So the next shooting, she was like in the fifth or sixth month. It was quite tough to shoot, and then we had to wait for her until she gave birth. So the last period of shooting was, we had like a month old baby on the scent. And
well, it's almost like a movie of its own.
Oh yeah, it was, you know, it took 4 years to make this movie, and
fantastic.
It was pretty tough. Then also I had like a free editors, not because of it was my choice, but because of the Yeah.
Trying to get the right mood and the right rhythm in the film, because also there's editing plays an important role in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was because one, like, both of them ended up in hospital, so I had to...
What? How many things happened in the making of this movie?
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
See, people think that, you know, you decide to make a movie and, you know, you have a shooting schedule and everything goes right, but yeah, from what I heard...
Yeah, everything goes just different than you imagine, but in the end... You're quite happy that all of this happened because it really shaped the movie in the way that you actually wanted in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like sometimes you go through hell, sometimes you go through some other nice experiences.
Heaven, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, now it's pretty good. It's done. So.
Yes, well, it's good. It's done, and are you happy with it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty happy. Yeah, because it was premiered in Rotterdam in January.
No, I was there. I didn't see it there, but yeah. I got to catch up with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was nice. It was like, it was pretty stressy for me because when they picked it, the movie was not finished and all the post-production was not finished. So we were like, oh, we have to do it. And I was in India when they announced it. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so.
You were in India?
Yes, I was in India during the Christmas and New Year's.
Lovely.
Yeah, so.
Always wanted to go.
So then I was working on, like, through Skype, and then I got back and it was just crazy. But we had the premiere in Rotterdam, and now. There is quite a lot of festivals we're going through and some awards too. So,
such as?
Yeah. Such as the last was in the Portugal in a festival called Fest.
Right.
And then in Art Film Fest in Košice, my actress got the prize and also we got the audience prize there. So,
all right,
yeah.
There you go. Any other ones coming up?
Well, now I'm sitting every day in editing room and I'm doing my feature documentary for HBO.
Okay, there you go. We'll leave it at that and we'll look forward to seeing it in the near future. But for now, congratulations. It's a really good film, Filthy.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Yeah, thank you too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.